Paula Montez.
I'm out of here.
So we have an hour. We have 12 songs to get to. We have, I think, we have another PSA to get to and some last banter. We'll see how much time we have. But we're going to keep things rolling. And I love that actually Joe teased this next band.
Thank you, Joe.
Because he's like, oh, yeah, the drummer. And yeah, so all right, this is the penultimate local song of the decade.
Okay.
But our boys and Ethan from Great American Ghost. We saw them a couple times. Yes, there you go. We saw
them.
The
world's most athletic frontman.
Saw them at the Metal Hardcore Festival. Forget what year now, but they played upstairs at the Palladium. And at one time,
on the balcony.
Yeah, he climbed up on the thing. Ugh. And then there was another time where,
you know what I'm talking about.
I'm just innocently standing there, just like taking it all in. All of a sudden, the crowd just parts before me. And the singer was in the crowd and came directly for me, and the beer, I no longer had a beer in my hand.
Very terrifying.
It was quite the experience. So anyway.
A handsome whirlwind.
Yes. All right, so here we go. Number 12 on the top 50 songs of the decade. This is Great American Ghost with Ann Arbor, Be Safe, and just, you're going to love it.
Enjoy.
Let this tear me apart! Sorrow!
So that number 11 was The Devil Wears Prada, Constance. Featuring at the end, quite unfortunately, as badass as it sounds, was Tim Lambesis, and we'll talk about him later. But that was the second to last song I would play before every race this past decade. Number 12 was Great American Ghost with Ann Arbor, Be Safe. And now we're here, we're in the top 10. And I kind of cheat on this one because it's two songs crammed together, but they are back to back on the album, and they kind of go hand in hand. We played them in our decade in review gradually that we were doing in the last couple of months. But this is A Day to Remember with City of Ocala, and right back at it again together at number 10.
We're
love it. I tell people more and more, but Gath and Nephilim is a great band.
It is.
People are saying it more and more.
But that was number seven.
Excellent.
And Matt, without that song, without that band, there may not be Brutal Brunch.
There probably wouldn't be a Brutal Brunch like 4 Years Strong.
That was 4 Years Strong, and 4 Years Strong official biographer is also in the studio. But that was Wasting Time.
The other person unofficial, way out from Worcester.
Unofficial other person from Worcester.
All five of them.
So that was, we saw that band perform live for the first time in 2011. They opened for Rise Against and Bad Religion. And Matt, you were explaining to me there were some legal happenings around that band too, due to crowd incidents.
That's correct.
That was like, well, the first show, because we went there and then went to Chikara and then we had a radio show.
That's right.
Basically,
that's basically what happened.
That's a beautiful.
It was
story.
A long back to back date. Music and wrestling.
So I gave him a number seven song of the top 50 songs of the decade. Before that, number eight was the Menzingers with Midwestern States. And my personal favorite version is when my niece sings that song. The pitch that she can hit. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's not cute at all.
What a nice guy.
Number nine was Lamb of God 512. That was, of course, the cell number he had when he went to jail in the Czech Republic.
Terrifying.
Speaking of legal issues.
Hate to think about it.
Yep.
Hate to be in jail in the Czech Republic.
We kicked off the top 10. We kind of cheated with two songs. 10A was City of Ocala. 10B was Right Back at It Again, back to back. Off of Common Courtesy, that was A Day to Remember. And we are just about ready to get to the top six of the countdown. But before we do, Matt needs to take it away one more time.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies. Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org for details. And I've been struck by the final revelation. Whoop. Oh, it was even better.
Bum, bum.
Nope, don't do this to me.
Filler.
Don't do this
wow,
to me.
Wow, you have
phone.
All that time.
Filler.
Got it. Got it in one. Why is this happening? I hate iPhones. In the year 2027... Why?
You're blowing out speakers right now with the cord.
In the year 2027, at the request of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, WWE will book... I'm just going to do this. Here's what we're going to do, old school. I'm going to put it right near the dang
that's
microphone.
That's better than, yeah.
At the request of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, WWE will book a Hell in a Cell match between The Undertaker in a wheelchair and a reanimated Big Boss Man. And finally, in the year 2030, Creator will release a new album. It will be perfect, like their last 40 albums. There will be much rejoicing. And that ends the prophecy. Thank you.
Love it. That was some old school horror vibes.
I don't understand why all my equipment doesn't work.
That was tremendous.
Works.
All that.
Conspiracy.
No.
Many people are saying that there's been a conspiracy to make me look a fool on the radio.
You know what? I have a nice wrestling segue for this next song because before that, I have to say this is a song back in my dead period I was telling you where like 2012, 2013, where I was listening to music.
Just waiting.
This album came out in 2012 and I didn't hear it until 2013, but I was on the way back. I was on an airplane at night coming back from Europe and I was like, I'd watch all the movies and I was like, let me listen to this album. And it came on and I was like, sort of like we were talking about the Nile and the Throck. Like, this song came on, the lead track. I'm like, this is it.
Correct.
They've done it. And I used to think that this was the album that they did when they were supposed to do Eros when Chi Chang had his coma. But the Deftones had come off the heels of... it was actually Diamond Eyes was the album that they were supposed to do Eros and they did Diamond Eyes instead. But then this was the follow-up to Diamond Eyes, Koi no Yoken. And Vince Russo, this could be a song about Vince Russo because it's called Swerve City. And it is... no, there you go. There's my sweet wrestling
Swerve,
segue.
Brother.
It is
like it just got swerved.
You know, it's number six on the top 50 songs of the decade on Brutal Brunch.
Distance.
unquestionably, I would say, the band of the decade.
I agree with you. We had this conversation before. I can't disagree. The band of this, of the decade, because obviously the band of this decade is, in fact, Pitbull.
Correct.
But for the music that we listen to, it is Ghost.
That was Ghost. That was Year Dolly. Zero off of Infestissimum. That album came out in 2013. The number two song of the decade.
And
the number one song of 2013.
Creator with Satan is Real. Our favorite German thrash metal band that never says die.
This is why, if you had you could do your own countdown. Like tomorrow. Matt will be back tomorrow to
number
do the real
one,
the correct
Kickstart
answers.
Your Heart by Motley Crue, the best song of the 2010s.
The number three song of the decade was Fit for an Autopsy, Black Mammoth. Everybody should go home and watch that music video.
You should.
It will give you chills. It's all but Standing Rock stuff.
Coward.
Number four was Bring Me the Horizon with Alligator Blood. First concert I went to with my niece was Bring Me the Horizon with Day to Remember.
You and Seth Rollins.
They did not play Alligator Blood, unfortunately. And that's a band I can thank Muhammad for introducing.
I was going to say Muhammad Munruddin, a shout out.
Because he only listens to British music. And
that he does. He is like a spin magazine from the 90s. He only tells me about British bands, and I'm like, please stop.
Number five was Against Me, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, the title track, and number one song of 2014. And I have to say I'm kind of out on that band now, just I haven't liked their songs recently. But before the album came out, White Crosses came out in 2010. And I mentioned that I saw Screaming Females open for them in 2011. Yep. Storm and I went. It was kind of like a best of tour, which was great. But you could tell Lara, who was Tom at the time, there was a weird vibe. The whole band had a weird vibe. And within the next 2 years or so, everybody left the band except James. Lara came out, was transgender, transitioned, released a couple lead singles from that album, which I was not thrilled about, wasn't into. But then I remember CM Punk, your boy, CM Punk was joking on the Twitter saying he was going to play drums because they had to get the next album done, which wound up being that album.
Yep.
So Fat Mike, I believe, played bass. Adam Willard, I think, it wound up being like a weird super group just in the session to record that album. And, I went out and bought it the day it came out, and that song kicked it off, and it was just like, yes, this is fantastic.
You said
it was
earlier,
like 3 years of emotion built
up.
You were
crying as you listened to that album.
It was the only band I ever felt that invested in, and then, of course, their follow-up to that kind of sucked. So, anyway, number six was Deftones. That was Swerve City off of Koi No Yoken.
Brother,
and that brings us to the number one song of the decade, which Matt's going to just walk out on.
Satan is Real.
It's not a metal song.
Oh, my God.
But any last words before we depart?
Okay. Well, I want to say it's been a great 10 years of my 10-year anniversary with Matt Moore, which is silver?
I don't know.
Our silver anniversary? Probably not, right? Gold.
It's probably sulfur.
Sulfur? Our sulfur anniversary. It's been good doing the show, and you guys should listen to Creator. I don't know what this number one song is going to be, but
we'll be back on January 5th. January 5th, so in like a week and a half. And I had a couple of sweet montages recorded for today.
That's right.
We ran out of time.
Thanks to all the guests. That's what I want to say.
I'm going to do next. Thank you for our guests.
Yeah.
Thank you to our guests. Well, Maggie for joining us in the studio. Starting from the top, we had Norbit talking about wrestling. We had Catherine. Going like decade in review and radio, Unbalanced Breakfast, which was in 2016. Catherine called in. We had Tina from Black Widow Yoga came in, one of our great guests previously, as well as Joe from You're Fired, who made his third appearance on the show. The big Boston Music Award nominee.
Very
and then
pleasant.
We had Doug again. Go to Pizza Stock 3.5 Sunday in Derry, New Hampshire, Tupelo Music Hall.
Do it.
Thank you for Matt for calling in.
Our super fan, Matt.
Long time, first time caller.
Really loving it. He has a poster of us in his house. He looks at it before he goes to bed.
Yes, we should sign it for him.
Lights a candle for us.
So I guess we'll just get on with it. Maybe we'll end a minute or so early. But the next band, as I mentioned, they could have been the band of the decade, but their last album or two was a little... I did see them live, though, again with Storm. Thank you to Storm. Thank you to all regular listeners, too. Parents, friends, everybody.
Family.
Partners, and yeah. And so... now I distracted myself. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, this band could have been the best band
of the decade.
They, but
Dale,
I will say, actually, they have a wrestling segue too, because the lead singer Soupy filled in for your boy Brandon.
Is it the
one
Mountain
time.
Goats?
Not the Mountain Goats. Not that much wrestling, and not Every Time I Die either. Who is an actual wrestler?
He's an actual wrestler.
So I mentioned my AmeriCorps suite, the songs that kept me going through AmeriCorps, and this was absolutely. I remember the song came on. It was like, all right, if I could be serious for a moment, Lance Storm,
folks.
So I was like. Well, like, yes. I was like lying on my, it was like Christmas time. And this song came on. I was like sick of everything. And this song came on and it was like fantastic. So listen to this.
Brought him back.
Very relatable. The number one song of the decade is The Wonder Years.
Oh, okay.
You know, The Wonder Years.
All right. I'm not going to get mad about
Passing Through a Screen Door off of The Greatest Generation. Go listen to that album because it's incredible. And yeah, Passing Through a Screen Door, number one song of the decade. We will see you in a week and a half. You've been listening to Builder Brunch here and WMFO Medford 91.5 FM streaming live on WMFO.org. Stay tuned, I believe, for Great Songs About Nothing. And here's the best song of the
decade. Happy New Year.
Hello, my dear friends.